When Jennifer Trubb first pulled into her driveway 2 years ago with her sleek Tesla Model Y, it was, as she put it, kind of like a back to the future moment. She was helping the environment, she said, but driving a Tesla also had cachet. It was definitely a little bit of a cool moment to have something that was innovative and different, she said. But Ms. Trubb recently made a U-turn, joining the ranks of Tesla owners in the United States and overseas, some well-known, including the singer Sheryl Crow, who are selling their vehicles because the values and politics of the company's billionaire founder Elon Musk are alienating them, they say. His role in the Trump administration, exerting his power over the federal government, has exacerbated that tension. The buyer's remorse is playing out at a volatile moment for Tesla, as stocks dropped by double digits in the last week, wiping out most of a post-election surge for Mr. Musk's company. A recent report showed plummeting sales in Europe, and the company faces increased competition from other EV makers eating away at its market share. Recent protests outside Tesla showrooms in the United States and some notable cases of vehicle owners being harassed have also made headlines. Ms. Trubb, 54, a family therapist and a Democrat, said she had decided to trade in her Tesla for a gas-powered Mercedes, accepting $32,000 of the Tesla's original $55,880 value, despite having only 10,000 miles on it. Her decision, she said, was cemented during a recent trip to the supermarket. 2 weeks ago, I was called a Nazi, she said, in the parking lot at Kroger, adding an expletive. I came home and told my husband, that's it. I'm done. Image. A sticker on the bumper of a white car says, I bought this before Elon went crazy, in all caps, bold blue letters. Ms. Trubb bought a sticker disavowing Mr. Musk that has grown in popularity among some Tesla drivers. Credit, Maddie McGarvey for the New York Times. A number of defectors from the Tesla brand said that a deal breaker was when Mr. Musk extended his arm diagonally upward, palm facing down while speaking at an inauguration event for Mr. Trump, a gesture that resembled a salute used in Nazi Germany and fascist Italy. I'm sort of embarrassed to be seen in that car now, said Ms. Trubb, who got a bumper sticker that said, I bought this before Elon went crazy, one that has gained popularity.